you think what the UK government has done in recent years, it's invested vast amounts of money in science and R&D, and only recently announced another $7 billion in the next parliament to support these scientific clusters of development. Over $500 million of that will come into Cambridge. And so it's really important that you link up early stage research with industry, and the government's put a world-class framework in for entrepreneurs and scientists like myself to actually benefit from the most competitive R&D and tax structures in the world. And you can build great companies here. Horizon went from IP to IPO in just over 6 years. And it, you know, it's integral that they can pass on innovation to a company like AstraZeneca, and they're one of our big partners. So it's part of the value chain continuum that needs to occur if we're going to build great companies that don't just invent things, but go out and dominate industries.
I mean, you started with just a few thousand pounds. I mean, you're worth millions now in 6 years. I mean, would that success have been possible if Pfizer had already taken over at AstraZeneca, which is integral to your business?
Well, I think it's unlikely. I mean, the strategy for life sciences, which was led by local MP George Freeman and David Willetts, the Minister for Science, is to put in place this competitive R&D and tax structure and make it the most attractive place for entrepreneurs.
So that's a real worry then, isn't it?
It wouldn't have existed. It, actually, that strategy came out of when Pfizer shut the site down at Sandwich, sorry, and that was what led to this Office for Life Science strategy. So they were actually involved at the beginning of that, Pfizer, in terms of the story. And then this has led to companies like Horizon's being able to go from a few thousand in value to several hundred million dollars in value, employing hundreds of people, and looking west at, you know, acquisitions of foreign companies. So actually, instead of us just exporting innovation, we're exporting jobs and being consolidators for innovations around the world.